Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Hi there.
Today we're taking a look at some fascinating articles students are exploring through The Juice.
Right, that's the educational app.
Exactly. It's designed to boost skills and knowledge. And our goal here is really to give you, parents, teachers, a quick overview.
Yeah, a snapshot of the topics, plus maybe some questions you can use to spark discussion with your kids.
Mm-hmm. We'll cover science, history, current events. Quite a mix.
It's a good way to see what's catching their attention, you know, and open up some conversations.
Okay, so let's unpack this first story. It highlights, well, a really interesting mix of martial arts and physical therapy.
Oh, yeah. This one was intriguing.
So it introduces Rosemaire Pissotto, a physical therapist down in Rio de Janeiro. She found this innovative way to help Parkinson's patients.
Parkinson's, that affects movement, balance.
Right. It's neurodegenerative. And Pissotto, she has over a decade of experience in capoeira.
The Brazilian martial art. It's like fighting, dance.
Yeah, all combined. So you started bringing those kind of graceful, purposeful movements into her therapy.
That's clever. Because sustained movement helps with Parkinson's, right?
Exactly. And patients, like one 80-year-old woman, Nilma Telesifreitas, they reported really big improvements. Better balance, more freedom of movement.
Wow, she found it life-changing.
Pretty much. It just shows how creative solutions can make a real difference.
It really does. And it makes you think, doesn't it? Maybe a good question for kids is, what kind of movement or sport makes you feel stronger or more confident?
Good one. And just thinking about how different fields like martial arts and therapy can combine effectively.
Absolutely. Okay, so next up.
Okay, moving from the therapy room out to the open ocean. And this is a really surprising way scientists are tackling a big problem.
Oh, the sharks. I remember this one.
Yes. Get this. Meteorologists are using sharks, mako sharks, specifically to try and improve hurricane prediction.
Because hurricanes feed off warm water, right? And knowing the ocean temperature is key.
It's crucial, but it's hard to get accurate data across huge oceans.
So sharks are the solution. How does that work?
Well, researchers at the University of Delaware are attaching temperature monitors to their dorsal fins.
Seriously? On the sharks?
Yep. Makos travel really far, so they cover a lot of ocean. Right now, it's just a couple of tagged sharks, but the data is looking promising.
So they plan to expand it.
Yeah, plans are to tag dozens more. Maybe even great whites next year, hoping to get much more data.
That is genuinely creative problem solving, thinking way outside the box.
Totally.
It makes you wonder what other surprising solutions are out there. Maybe ask your students. Can you think of another really creative way someone solved a problem? What made it stand out?
Great question. Okay, from sharks predicting hurricanes, let's switch gears to history. And specifically, how some stories, even untrue ones, can really stick around.
Ah, the power of myth.
Exactly. This piece looks at a popular German myth about King Frederick II, Frederick the Great.
The potato story.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The legend goes, he tricked people into loving potatoes by making them seem like this forbidden royal food. You know, guards around the garden, that sort of thing.
Right. I've heard variations of that.
Well, turns out, it's completely untrue.
Really?
Yeah. Potatoes got to Germany way earlier, and widespread planting didn't happen until decades after he died.
Huh. So the story is just a story.
Pretty much. But it's so persistent. Tourists still leave potatoes on his grave, buy Potato King stuff.
Which shows how a good story can sometimes just, you know, take over from the facts.
It really does.
So a discussion point could be, what's a story or legend you've heard that really stuck with you? And maybe how do we decide if information is true, especially when the story itself is just so compelling?
That's a critical skill right there.
Okay.
Now for something a bit different, a short but I think quite powerful piece featuring an icon.
Okay.
It's a quote from Louis Armstrong, the jazz legend.
Satchmo. Yeah, of course. What's the quote?
He said, I never want to be anything more than I am. What I don't have, I don't need.
Wow. That's profound. Simple, but profound.
Isn't it? Born in New Orleans, 1901, hugely influential trumpeter, singer, pioneered this amazing improvisational style.
And that voice, so unique.
Totally. And beyond the music, he also broke major racial barriers in entertainment. One of the first African-American jazz musicians to get really wide acclaim across audiences.
His impact was immense. So that quote, it speaks to self-acceptance.
I think so. Being content with who you are.
Yeah. Maybe ask kids, what does that quote mean to you?
Yeah.
And thinking about Armstrong, how can one person's life and work, you know, shape an entire art form or culture for generations?
Deep questions from a simple quote. All right, next up, we're looking at the environment, how ancient ideas meet modern climate science.
Okay, like the dog days of summer.
Exactly. That's what this article explores. The phrase refers to that hot period, usually July 3rd to August 11th.
And ancient people linked it to Sirius, the dog star rising.
Right. They thought the star itself caused the heat, which isn't correct. It's really about Earth's tilt and how we absorb solar energy.
Ah, the actual science behind seasons.
Precisely. But here's the modern twist. The article highlights that climate change is literally making these dog days longer.
How so?
Well, studies show that in some cities, the hottest part of summer has actually stretched by like 14 to 20 days over the last 50 years.
Well, that's significant.
And many scientists link that change to human-driven greenhouse gas emissions trapping more heat.
So the ancient phrase is getting a new worrying reality check.
You could put it that way.
Makes you think about how we see seasonal changes where we live. A good discussion could be, what are some ways humans impact the environment? And importantly, what can we do about it?
Definitely crucial topics.
Oh.
Okay, our final deep dive for today touches on current events, data, and, well, public trust.
Uh-oh. Sounds potentially tricky.
It involves the recent firing of Erica McConfer, who is the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS.
Ah, I saw headlines about that, related to job numbers.
Exactly. Her dismissal came after the BLS released new data showing lower job gains in the U.S. for May, June, July, and a small rise in unemployment.
Okay, and President Trump's reaction.
He claimed the numbers were rigged to make him look bad. The report notes he didn't provide evidence for this claim.
Right. And there's pushback.
Widespread criticism, yeah. From economists, Democrats, even some Republicans, accusations that it was an attempt to manipulate official data for political gain.
It's important that the BLS is nonpartisan, isn't it? They revise numbers routinely.
That's a key point the article makes.
Yeah.
They revise as more complete data comes in. It's standard practice.
So the situation really highlights the challenge of trusting data, especially when it becomes politicized.
For sure.
The core issue is, how do you decide what information is true when there are conflicting claims, especially from powerful figures? And what happens when official data or independent bodies are challenged without solid evidence?
Big questions about information literacy. So wrapping up, what does this all tell us? I mean, it shows students using the juice are really grappling with a wide array of topics.
It's incredibly diverse, isn't it? From personal stories and science innovation to history myths and tough current events.
Yeah.
And this overview hopefully just underlines how important it is to encourage that curiosity, that critical thinking about all kinds of information.
We really hope this deep dive gives you some valuable insights, maybe some conversation starters for home or the classroom.
Remember, you know, every topic, every article is a chance to go a bit deeper. Ask good questions.
Well said. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
We look forward to exploring more fascinating subjects with you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.